You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. With Thanksgiving just days away, many of you may have started thinking about printing out your boarding passes, have you not? But for those of you hoping airlines will be trying to make the flying experience somewhat less unpleasant, I got some bad news for you. They have no economic reason to do so. Yeah, according to a study done by the International Air Transport Association, it looks like happy customers don't really make airlines any more profitable. Travel expert and reporter Marissa Garcia recently wrote about this for the global travel publication Skift and joins us now to give us the lowdown. So Marissa, thanks for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.
Can you tell us why airlines don't need to make the experience any better for passengers?
Well, I think that the point that IATA was making was that there's no direct correlate between the airlines that do so and airlines that have been profitable. And that's the really tricky part, because for any business, investments in pleasing the consumer have to show a return.
So even though all of us have had that experience at the airport or maybe on the plane where you know you're going to write that livid letter to the CEO when you get off, nobody really is listening, or maybe the point really is they're listening. It's just that it doesn't matter that much to their bottom line.
Well, in part, and I think part of it, of the point they were trying to make, is that it doesn't inspire consumer loyalty, nor do people necessarily buy their tickets based on that alone, and often they buy based on the lowest fare.
So what does this say about, forgive me for interrupting, but what, you know, we are seeing now once again a resurgence of these low-cost airlines, especially in the United States with Spirit and Frontier among many. Are we looking at maybe a kind of race to the bottom here?
Well, we could be, but we don't necessarily have to be. One of the things that's interesting to look at with those low-cost carriers is they're really segmenting themselves. You do have carriers like Spirit Airlines, which, you know, with their Bare Fares campaign, who, you know, they're very honest, if you will, about it. They're saying you get a seat or the right to board and everything else we're going to charge you for. But they argue that they're creating a lot more flyers than what they're taking away from traditional carriers. In other words, they're making it affordable for people who would never think of flying as an option before to finally take a plane wherever they're headed. And then you have the low-cost carriers, which have now become seasoned, like Southwest Airlines, the original innovator in this market. Mm-hmm. They're offering, in many ways, a better travel experience than they were offering before, you know, including having a Wi-Fi on board and television to enjoy and a whole bunch of perks, really. So there is, even in among the low-cost competitors, a focus on pleasing the consumer, because at the long term, if you just have a bunch of unhappy passengers, nobody really makes any money off of that either. But again, the IATA argument was that there are a lot of economic factors that affect whether an airline is successful or not. Not all of them even have anything to do with the choices the consumers make. It may have something to do with the way the airline runs. The way it's organized, its overheads, the type of aircraft.
Sure. Well, that makes perfect sense. We're talking about efficiencies. We're talking about where it and when it buys its fuel, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. All of these things are obvious factors. I totally take that point. But I want to go back to something that is intriguing about what you said about Southwest Airlines. It there's still this sense among people who are fond of the carrier that it is a low-cost airline. Although I'm not so sure anymore. And maybe that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing low-cost carriers getting the people on the planes and then developing slowly that sort of consumer loyalty.
Well, and again, that's all in relative terms, because in order to compete with Southwest, American and Delta and United have introduced really low fares. So, you know, was it that Southwest became more expensive or that the others became cheaper? You know, people are trying to meet in that budget category and competing quite heavily in the budget category. And that doesn't necessarily address the needs of the entire flying public. There are middle market customers. And I think that's one of the areas of sophistication still waiting for the industry to capitalize on it.
Marissa Garcia is a travel writer for Skift. She has recently written about a study done by the International Air Transport Association that says happy customers don't necessarily equal more money for airlines. Thanks so much for joining us, Marissa.
Thank you.